Road cones, eh? Ah, the old road cones. Tell you what, Wayne Brown's read the room right on this one, spot on. And he's now got Victor on board. They claim the road cone chaos cost them $30 million a year. Just one company. And on top of that, their maintenance and restoration work is delayed, and that affects everyone who wants to turn a light on. The support will grow. I note just this morning, the AA, they're on board as well. These are the very issues that make or break political careers. Too much of today's debate is about worthy and ultimately pointless exercises, far-reaching, never-never sort of discussions that in theory are interesting or important or transformational, but will in reality go nowhere. The current government's bailing of the clunker car schemes, your classic. When launched, it was saving the planet, and the importance could not be more profound. By the time it was dumped this time last week, it was complicated to put in place and really wouldn't have made that much difference anyway. Political discourse locally and nationally is filled with this sort of time-wasting nonsense. Meantime, on the ground, in the real world, all we want to do is get to work or to the mall or to school for the pickup. It's hard to truly explain what a mess Auckland is because of traffic management. It's an onerous, rage-inducing shambles that must cost the city hundreds of millions of dollars in lost productivity. It's a classic example of an idea wildly out of control. The clever politician sees that and seizes on it. And what makes Wayne Brown electable is this basic sort of, dare I suggest, good old-fashioned representation. While most councillors argue over their lunches or e-bikes or cycle lanes or public transport, Wayne sees cones, and we see cones, and we see a sea of cones, and we hate them. Not because you don't need cones, but because the power's gone to the heads. Because the obsession around traffic has gotten out of control because Auckland's ground to a halt because of them. When you need a meter, they take 10. The closures, the detours, the hold-ups, the aggro, the honking, the delays, the accidents, and the cost. The cost of the cones, the cost of not doing business. This is street-level politics, literally and figuratively. The lovies in the media that hate Brown will hate this, of course, because he's onto it. Second terms and popular support are built on this sort of bricks and mortar stuff. Make people's lives easier, you get their vote. See, it's never been that hard. It's just that most of them can't see it.